Beatlemania is set to sweep through Hornchurch this July. Lovers of the Fab Four will not want to miss this extra special two-hour concert, The Magic of the Beatles. The show is at the Queen's Theatre, Hornchurch, next Monday and Tuesday, the 10th and 11th of July. And on the line now is David Peterson, who performs as Paul McCartney in the show. Hi, David.
Hiya.
I nearly called you Paul then. Sorry about
that. That's all right.
Being called worse. Yeah. Well, thanks for talking to me today. I'm a big Beatles fan myself, so it's great to get to chat with you. So where do we start? I'm guessing that to be involved with a show like this, you must be a fan yourself.
Oh yes, I think you've got to be. So I was brought up with the Beatles from being sort of, as long as I can remember, I think I was beetle fed, not bottle fed.
Yes.
My mum always says. So yeah, I was brought up with all that music in the house when I was a kid, and yeah, it's always been around, so good fun to be actually playing it and performing it.
Yeah. Now, you're Paul McCartney. Can you tell us a bit about the other members of your band?
Yes, we've got Joe Montague, who plays Ringo, who's the youngest member of the band, unlike Ringo, who was the oldest member of the band.
Yeah.
We've got Richard Pett, who plays George, and we've got Clark Gilmore, who plays John. And they're all brilliant.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. Well, I've seen a bit of video of you all, and yeah, absolutely fantastic. In fact, I was really impressed with Richard as George Harrison doing, was it Here Comes the Sun, I think?
Yeah,
I think
he does that as a solo number in the show.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely fabulous that was. Now, how did the project start in the first place?
I started the band with musicians all based up in Newcastle, which is where I'm from. And then it just gradually changed, whereas became sort of a football, more like a football club where you get people from other bands join your band, you know. And, so all the guys in the show now, they've all been in different Beatles tributes in the past. This lineup's been together for about 3 years now, so.
Fantastic.
Yeah, but originally I just started it with a group of friends. We used to go busking in Durham, and then ended up getting loads of work for all the university colleges in Durham, which was pretty handy, and student union gigs and things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It just got bigger and bigger, and just went on and on and on. I never had a long-term plan for it, but I've been doing it.
It's evolved by itself,
yeah,
by the sound of it.
Yeah,
yeah. All right, well, tell us a bit about the show as it is now then, David. What can people expect at Hornchurch?
Like you say, a two-hour show. We have an interval, 20 minutes for ice cream time.
And yeah.
Get people to get the band a drink. we've got four costume changes, so we start in the early days, do all the Beatlemania era mop top stuff, and then we do America, Shea Stadium, and then we have our break, and then we do the Sgt. Pepper section, psychedelic numbers, and then get a change into there, and after there, and another costume change, and we do the Abbey Road, Let It Be, all the later stuff.
Right, lovely,
the ability to grow long hair and moustaches in 20 minutes.
Well, yeah, this is what I was going to ask you, because it's not just the costumes, is it? It's guitars, hairstyles, moustaches. How do you keep up with it all?
Everything, yeah, and yeah, it's hard to remember. There's always at least one in every three gigs that something gets forgotten about or left behind or whatever. You're right, we use all authentic equipment as well.
Yeah.
All, you know, proper valve amplifiers that the Beatles used, and the same guitars, same drum kit, even as far as the same size cymbals, and just to get, especially with the early songs, just to get that sound, you know.
Yeah.
You can't get that sound with modern equipment.
Yeah, they're worth a few bob now, those Vox amplifiers, aren't they, I think?
Yeah, I think we've got a couple of, I was above 60s ones, original ones, I don't know what year exactly, but they get looked after, but just like I say, to get the sound, you've got to have that gear.
Got to be right, yeah. Now, I'm no musician at all, but I would think it would be really difficult to reproduce some of the songs, particularly from the era after the Beatles stopped touring and concentrated on the studio-based material that sometimes got very complicated and intricate. How difficult is it to reproduce music from that era live on stage?
It is very difficult. We put a lot of time into that. The latest stuff, it's really studying the harmonies and the vocals and the arrangements. And once you've got that, it doesn't really change. But going back to what I said before, to get the sound of the early stuff,
yeah,
as well, is because that was all just recorded. They were all live recordings and on two-track tape, you know, just to get that feel and that sound and that excitement in those songs. That's just as difficult as to do She Loves You and get it to sound, you know, half decent as it is to do, I don't know, Hello Goodbye or Penny Lane or something like that. You know?
Well, from what I've seen, I think you do a very good job. But what about your favourite Beatles song? What is your favourite Beatles song and why?
My favourite song is Please Please Me, and a double reason. It's one of the first things I remember hearing when I was a kid. Probably I was only 4 or 5 years old, and it just jumped out at me, and I just instantly thought, whoa, what is that?
Yeah.
You know, music, it's the vocals, because there's three singers on it, which you didn't get a lot of in those days. A lot of 60s stuff was just a singer in a band.
Yeah, yeah.
And just the harmonies, the music, the guitar sounds, the drum sound. But the other reason as well, when I listen to it now, is that you can hear those sort of, you know, young guys in their 20s just made it, got down to London into a recording studio, and you can hear the excitement.
Absolutely.
The performance.
Absolutely.
Of the song, you know, and I just think you can sort of see them, you can hear them smiling.
Yeah, and it does make sense.
You know,
I know.
They're just kind of thinking, whoa, we've made it, we're just, you know, poor scruffy kids from Liverpool or whatever, and they're down in London, and they didn't know what was around the corner. And, you know, a year later, there was just, everybody knew who John Paul, George and Ringo were.
Absolutely. Well, I think we should hear your favourite track now. I'm going to play it just for you.
Brilliant.
Here's the Beatles and Please Please Me, and we'll chat again in a minute. Absolutely wonderful, the Beatles and Please Please Me. I'm talking to David Peterson, who performs as Paul McCartney in The Magic of the Beatles, coming to the Queen's Theatre next week. Yeah, you can hear it, David, can't you? They were like very early 20s at that point, weren't they? Sort of 22, 23, something like that.
Yeah, I think George was even... No, they were younger. Paul was only 20.
You're right, actually.
19, I think. Yeah. Maybe George will have just been 20, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic.
But the vocals on that record are just fantastic.
Yeah.
Just listen to it there. It's just so good, you know. Just amazing, the harmonies for... You know, and they didn't have anything to go on either. It was all... You know, they didn't have something to copy. They only had Elvis and Buddy Holly in it.
That's right. But, I mean, they had a lot of experience touring up until that time, though, hadn't they? And
they developed. Doing all the covers they did in Hamburg, I think, when they used to do a lot of Motown stuff as well, you know. And
sure. Anyway, let's get back to your band, The Magic of the Beatles. So, generally, how do the audiences react to one of your performances? Do you encourage singing and dancing?
Absolutely, everyone's... We just hope it's a fun show, that people are going to go away with a smile on the face, and sometimes we even convert people who get dragged along by their missus or dragged along by their husband or their mum and dad or whatever, and, you know, they suddenly think, oh yeah, I don't really like the Beatles, then you can see them sitting there sort of saying, oh yeah, I like that one,
and
I like that one, and I didn't know the Beatles did this one.
That's
and
it.
It's just unbelievable how people don't know, you know, don't realise how many songs that they had, you know.
That's right. Well, you've had some fantastic reviews from the show. Here's just two of many. So much energy, dry jokes, brilliant musicians and singers, caught the mannerisms, almost like the real thing. And I've seen some of the biggest bands in the world, and this show was one of the best gigs I've ever been to. Accurate sounds, the correct guitars were great to see and hear. The mannerisms were fantastic, and the banter, great fun. So it seems the music is just one aspect of the show, really. You seem to work hard to get everything right.
Yeah, and I only had to give my dad a fiver for sending that review in, so that's all right.
Oh, I love it. Okay, right, serious question now. Has playing the Beatles music given you a deeper insight into the abilities of the Beatles as musicians?
Yes, is a short answer.
Right.
A short answer. You know, they're so underrated as musicians, even though they are rated as musicians, if that makes sense. But I think collectively what they did is just, there's never been another band like that, you know. There's never been a band with sort of three singers. you know, frontline singers. Because, I mean, George was a great vocalist as well. People forget about that. And, you know, his songwriting just became as good as Lennon McCartney's towards the end. You know, something, Here Comes the Sun. John and Paul have written, would have gladly taken either of those songs.
Sure.
To have written that, and George's solo material as well. And Ringo as well, you know, people, he's a fantastic drummer. He was the glue. He was the glue in the band.
Absolutely.
Kept it all together. And
It's great to hear that from a proper musician, because it's what I've always thought, and I don't know the first thing about performing music, but yeah, I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Has playing Paul McCartney crossed over into your everyday life? Do you think you'll still be touring when you're 75?
I don't think so. No, I certainly hope not.
But, right.
It's crossed over into my life. No, not really. At the end of the day, it's my job.
Yeah.
But I do, you know, we always have the Beatles around the house, and my kids are both Beatles fans, and it wasn't forced on them. It's just, you know, they used to love coming to the show when they were little and things like that. And
yeah,
it's a dream job, but, you know, sometimes when you're stuck on the M6 for 3 hours to get to the theatre, then it's not that great. But,
absolutely,
You know, we've been to places in the world and that we would never have gone to had we not been doing this, and it's one thing that sort of brings anybody together, like I say. You know, you can just say John, Paul, George, or Ringo to any foreigner, and they just know who it is. And
yeah.
It's not a band where you can just name the members of the band without saying the name, I don't think.
No, that's right. That's wonderful. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great show in Hornchurch next week, David. Hope it all goes well for you.
Looking forward to it.
I'm sure. If anyone would like to find out more about you, could you give us some contact details, please? And I think you've got rather a lot of followers on Facebook, haven't you?
I think we've got a few, yeah.
Did I see something about 175,000? Is that... Am I right or wrong?
I don't know, but that sounds good.
Yeah.
So we'll leave that in. Don't cut that out.
Okay.
And
website?
Website is magicofthebeatles.com. And we've got a Facebook page, which is The Magic of the Beatles. And I think you can get us links to Twitter on there as well. So if you want to tweet or like or whatever it is.
Yeah. Okay. That's brilliant. Well, thanks very much, David. That's David Peterson, who plays Paul McCartney in The Magic of the Beatles, appearing at the Queen's Theatre, Hornchurch, next Monday and Tuesday, the 10th and the 11th of July. Tickets are available from the Queen's Theatre box office or by calling 01708 443 3333 or online at queens-theatre.co.uk. Thanks very much, David. We'd better play out with a bit more Beatles, I think. I'll start the track and I'll let you introduce it.
This is Get Back from 1969, Rooftop Gig.
Absolutely. Jojo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last.